Folks, have you checked out the Irish History Podcast shop recently? Right now, I have a sale of 30% off everything when you use the code SALE30. So go to irishhistorypodcast.ie/shop and get 30% off everything when you use the discount code SALE30.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Irish History Podcast. My name is Finn Dwyer. Now, quizzes are all the rage at the moment, so this podcast is a quiz on Irish history that you can take right now. It was originally designed for a YouTube fundraiser for the Matter Foundation, but I thought it would make a great bonus episode. To make it more fun, I've set up a system where you can enter your answers online and receive your score immediately. To get involved is really easy, so as you're listening to this, all you have to do is open up the page irishhistorypodcast.ie/quiz. That's irishhistorypodcast.ie/quiz. The link is in the show notes below. Now, on that page, you'll see the podcast, and beneath it is a form asking for your email address, where your scores will be sent to at the end of the quiz. So fill that in and then click Next. After clicking Next, you'll see the first round, Kings and Warlords. As I read out the questions, all you have to do is select one of the five possible answers for each question. At the end of the quiz, submit your answers and you'll receive your score and the correct answers immediately. There's 9 rounds in total, and there's 7 questions in each round, so it shouldn't take too long, but it's a bit of fun. Maybe challenge some of your mates to do it while you're doing it yourself. I should say I didn't write all the questions, so I wanted to thank Stephanie Lord for the mythology round, Sam McGrath for the music round, and Kevin Brannigan for the sports round. Finally, this was in aid of the Matter Foundation, which supports the amazing work that goes on in the Matter Hospital in Dublin. If you want to support their essential work in the fight against COVID-19, check out matterfoundation.ie. That's matterfoundation.ie. I'll put a link to that as well in the show notes. Now, let's start the quiz. So, round one, question one. A plan was devised to kidnap which British monarch and bring them to the Wicklow Mountains during a royal visit to Ireland in the 19th century? Henry II, George IV, Queen Victoria, Queen Elizabeth II, or Prince Charles? Question 2. Which Irish island had its own king into the 21st century? The Aran Islands, the Inishgee Islands, Tory Island, Cape Clear Island, or the Blasket Islands? Which of these monarchs laid siege to Dublin? Henry II, King John, Robert the Bruce, Queen Mary, or Edward III? Question 4. The Irishman Henry O'Farrell tried to assassinate which royal? Prince Edward, Prince Albert, Prince Alfred, Prince Philip, or Prince Louis? Question 5. Who succeeded Brian Boru as High King of Ireland on his death in 1014? Was it Niall Glundove, Muailshochnall I, Muirchertach O'Brien, Muailshochnall II, or Flann Cinna? Question 6. The official entity, the Kingdom of Ireland, came into existence in the early 16th century. When did it cease to exist? 1800 with the passage of the Act of Union, 1829 with Catholic Emancipation, 1922 at Irish independence, 1949 at the declaration of the Irish Republic, or it technically still exists today? And question 7, which Irish courtesan was blamed for the 1848 rebellion in Bavaria? Was it Mary O'Malley, Lola Montez, Charlotte Clancy, Eleanor Fitzgerald, or Jane Celeste? I'll just summarise those questions again before we move on to round 2. So question 1 was about that plan to kidnap a monarch and bring them to the Wicklow Mountains in the 19th century. Which monarch was it? Question 2 was which Irish island had its own king into the 21st century. Question 3 is which monarch laid siege to Dublin. Question 4 is about that Irishman Henry O'Farrell who tried to assassinate a royal. Which royal was it? Question 5 was about the successor of Brian Boru as High King. Who was that? Question 6, the official entity, the Kingdom of Ireland, came into existence in the early 16th century. When did it cease to exist? And then question 7 is about the Irish courtesan blamed for the 1848 rebellion in Bavaria. Now we'll move on to round 2, revolutionaries. Question 1, Anne Devlin was involved in which Irish rebellion? The 1641 rebellion, the 1803 rebellion, the 1916 rising, the 1919 War of Independence, or the Troubles? Question 2, the US revolutionary, Mother Jones, was born where? County Cork, County Dublin, County Kilkenny, County Waterford, or County Tipperary? Question 3, which revolutionary had the surname Booth on her birth cert? Kathleen Lynn, Muriel MacSweeney, Constance Markovich, there's a badge of her actually below the quiz if you want to check that out, Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, or Jenny Wise Power? Question 4, which one of these individuals from Ireland's revolutionary generation was the last to die? Tom Barry, Muriel MacSweeney, Florence O'Donoghue, Rosie Hackett, or Eamon de Valera? Question 5, the Battle of Carrickshock took place in which conflict? The Battle of Carrickshock. Was it in the 1798 rebellion, the Tithe War, the Land War, the anti-conscription movement of the early 20th century, or the War of Independence? Question 6. Oliver Bond was a member of which organisation? The Provisional IRA, the Fenians, the Society of United Irishmen, the Irish Volunteers, or the White Boys? That's Oliver Bond. Which organisation was he a member of? And then finally, question 7 in this round on revolutionaries. The Cork native, Fergus O'Connor, was a leading figure in which 19th century radical movement? The Molly Maguires, the Land League, the Chartists, the First International, or the International Working Men's Association? So I'm just going to run through those questions again before we move on. So question 1 in the round on revolutionaries was about Anne Devlin. Which rebellion was she involved in? Question 2 is about Mother Jones. Where was she born? Question 3, which revolutionary had the surname Booth on her birth cert? Question 4, which one of those individuals was the last of Ireland's revolutionary generation to die? Question 5 is about the Battle of Carrickshock. In which conflict did it take place? Question 6 is about Oliver Bond and what organisation he was a member of. And then question 7 was about Fergus O'Connor. And what movement did he lead in the 19th century? Now we're on to round 3, mythology, and these questions were written by Stephanie Lord. Question 1, who killed Fionn MacCool's father? Was it Gil MacMorna, Gillan MacMillan, Gormla, Sitantha, or Baylor? Question 2, in the mythological cycle, what race from northern Spain, usually considered the ancestors of the Gaels, invaded Ireland and overthrew the Tuatha De Danann? Was it the Fir Bolg, the Aeschidha, the Milesians, the Aeschir, or the Fomorians? Question 3. In mythology, who is credited with the invention of the Oum alphabet? Cuian Maeve, Lug, Oma, Deirdre, or Fond? Question 4. What was the name of Cú Chulainn's best friend and foster brother that he fought to death in single combat in the Tóin Bó Cúilne? Ferdia, Ferdinand, Oisín, Cian, the Dogda. Question 5. What is the name of the stone at the Hill of Tara that legend has it roared when the rightful King of Ireland stood upon it? The Undry Stone, the Holy Stone of Clonricarde, the Liath Foil, the Blarney Stone or Stonehenge? Question 6. Where did King Cathaoir Mac Nossa's brown bull that Queen Maeve stole roam? Was it Carlow, Kinnegad, Kilkenny, Cooley or Cork? And question 7. What goddess, often associated with death in battle, is sometimes depicted as a crow and also appears washing blood-stained clothes to those about to die? Was it Bowen, the Morrigan, Etan, Maeve or Niamh? And I'll just run through those quickly again before we move on to round 4. So question 1 is about Fionn Mac Cumhail's father. Question 2 is about the ancestors of the Gaels from northern Spain. Who are they? Question 3 is who is credited with the invention of the Ogham alphabet. Question 4 is about Cú Chulainn's best friend and foster brother that he would kill in combat. Question 5 is the name of that stone at Tara that supposedly roared when the rightful king stood upon it. Question 6 is about where Cathaoir Mac Nossa's brown bull supposedly roamed. And then question 7 is about the goddess, often associated with death in battle, who is sometimes depicted as a crow or appears washing blood-stained clothes to those who are about to die. We're going to move on now to round 4, which is about scandal. So round 4, scandal. Question 1. The daughter of the one-time Lord Chancellor of Ireland, Lord Ashburn, tried to assassinate which dictator? I'm pretty sure I mentioned her in a podcast. Was it Adolf Hitler, General Franco, Joseph Stalin, Benito Mussolini, or Dr. Salazar? Question 2. Oscar Wilde sued which aristocrat for libel, a case that would lead to his own prosecution? So which of these aristocrats did Oscar Wilde sue? Was it the Duke of Devonshire, the Marquess of Queensbury, the Earl of Shaftesbury, the Duke of Rutland, or the Earl of Portland? Then question 3 is about Michael Collins. He supposedly had an affair with which one of these women? The Marchioness of Ormond, Maud Gonne, Lady Gregory, Lady Lavery, or Countess Markovitch? Question 4. The journalist Richard Pigott tried to blackmail which of these Irish politicians? Daniel O'Connell, C.S. Parnell, Roger Casement, Isaac Butt, or John McBride? Question 5. The Irish woman, Louisa Murphy, was the lover of which one of these individuals? Frederick Engels, Wilhelm I of Prussia, Louis XV of France, John Locke, or Clemens von Metternich? Question 6. To avoid unwanted marriages, Eleanor Butler eloped with Sarah Ponsonby. The two became known as the ladies of which Welsh town? Llanberis, Llandudno, Llanelli, Llangollen, or Llanowrist? And then question 7. John Jameson, an heir to Jameson's whiskey in the late 19th century, was implicated in a scandal relating to what? Was it cannibalism, bigamy, homosexuality, atheism, or Jack the Ripper? I'll run through those questions again before we move on to the next round. So question 1 was about the daughter of Lord Ashburn who tried to assassinate which dictator? Question 2 is about who was the aristocrat sued by Oscar Wilde? Question 3, the woman Michael Collins was rumoured to have had an affair with in the early 1920s. Question 4, the journalist Richard Pigott tried to blackmail which of those Irish politicians? Question 5, Louisa Murphy, the Irish woman, had an affair with which one of those men? And then question 6 was about Eleanor Butler and Sarah Ponsonby, who eloped and became known as the ladies of which of those Welsh towns? And then question 7 is about John Jameson, the heir to Jameson's whiskey, and he was implicated in a scandal about one of those topics. What was it? Now we'll move on to the music round. These questions were compiled by Sam McGrath.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Recently, I had a minor argument with a close friend that brought up things from my past that I really needed to get off my chest. I think we've all been there. Now, I found therapy a really great way to work through these issues. For me, I really like online therapy, and BetterHelp is a really great online service that allows you to make space for therapy no matter how busy you are. BetterHelp is convenient, affordable, and gives you the support you need, but also works around your schedule. It's really easy to get up and running with a therapist on BetterHelp. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. You can do your sessions by text, phone, or video call, whichever suits you best. It's all about flexibility, working around your schedule. At the moment, BetterHelp are offering listeners to the show 10% off their first month. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Irish History today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Irish History. Question 1. Enya started her career with who? Alton, the Bothy Band, Clannad, Moving Hearts, or Planxty? Question 2. Which Dublin band appeared in an episode of the American teen drama, the TV series The OC in 2005? Was it U2, The Thrills, The Frames, Bell X1, or Republic of Loose? Question 3. The Irish folk singer Luca Bloom is the younger brother of which artist? Is it Shane McGowan, Dolores Kane, Christy Moore, Bob Geldof, or Sharon Shannon? Question 4. Bruce Springsteen recorded a version of which Irish anti-war ballad for his 2006 album We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions? Was it Arthur MacBride, The Streets of Sorrow, A Pair of Brown Eyes, Mrs. McGrath, or Salonika? Question 5. The Lion and the Cobra is the debut album of which Irish artist? Van Morrison, Sinead O'Connor, Bob Geldof, Dolores O'Riordan, or Joe Dolan? And question 6. The Clancy Brothers were cited as an inspiration by which US musician? Was it Kris Kristofferson, Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, Emmylou Harris, or Dolly Parton? And then finally, question 7. Which Irish singer was commemorated with statues in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin in 2008 and at Lone in 2014? Was it Luke Kelly, Joe Dolan, John McCormack, Val Dunican, or Rory Gallagher? Just to run through the music round again, question 1 was about Enya and who she started her career with. Question 2 is about which Dublin band appeared in the teen drama TV series The OC in 2005. Question 3, Luca Bloom is the younger brother of who? Question 4, what Irish anti-war ballad did Bruce Springsteen record for his album We Shall Overcome, The Seeger Sessions? Question 5, which Irish artist's debut album was called The Lion and the Cobra? Question 6. The Clancy Brothers inspired which famous US musician? And then question 7. Which Irish singer has statues in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin and Athlone? Now the next round is on war and empire. Question 1. What war had the largest number of Irish participants? So which war had the largest number of Irish participants? I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in a podcast in the last couple of years. So, was it the English Civil War, the US Civil War, the Boer War, World War I, or World War II? Name the Irish person who was an agent for the Special Operations Executive in the Second World War. Was it Samuel Beckett, Maureen O'Sullivan, Cathal Jemison, Mary Mallon, or Hubert Butler? Question 3. During the Spanish Civil War, the Donegal man, Brian Gould Verschoyle, was kidnapped and spirited away to which country, where he was imprisoned and would die in 1942. Was it Germany, Italy, Spain, Mexico, or the USSR? Question 4. Which one of these Irishmen served as Viceroy of India? George Charles Bingham, the 3rd Earl of Lucan, Arthur Wellesley, the Duke of Wellington, Richard Burke, the Earl of Mayo, Francis Eppingham, the Baron of Callan, or John Butler, the Marquess of Ormond? Question 5. Which one of the following commanders in the Boer War was not born in Ireland? Was it Lord Kitchener, Lord Roberts, Lord French, Sir Thomas Kelly Kenny, or John MacBride? Question 6. The Dubliner, Mary Clare Moore, was a nurse in which conflict? Was it the Seven Years' War, the Crimean War, the Boer War, the First World War, or the Spanish Civil War? And question 7. The earliest record of Africans in Ireland dates to which of the following periods? 800 to 910, 1170 to 1300, 1400 to 1550, 1625 to 1725, or 1775 to 1915. Now I'll just run through those questions before we move on to the next round. So question 1, which war had the largest number of Irish participants? Question 2, the Irish person who was an agent for the Special Operations Executive in World War II. Question 3, who kidnapped the Donegal man Brian Gould Verschoyle in the Spanish Civil War? Question 4, the Irish man who was the Viceroy of India. Question 5, which one of the following Boer War commanders was not born in Ireland? Question 6, the Dublin woman, Mary Clare Moore, was a nurse in which one of those conflicts? And then question 7, the earliest record of Africans in Ireland, which one of those time periods does it date to? Now the next round is assassins and murderers. Question 1, the Viking who killed Brian Boru was from where? Orkney, Denmark, the Isle of Man, Norway, or Iceland? Question 2, in 1882, the Chief Secretary for Ireland, Frederick Cavendish, was killed in the Phoenix Park murders. So too was the Permanent Undersecretary. What was his surname? Foster, Brown Johnson, Burke, Thompson, or Clarendon? Question 3. The most famous assassination during the Great Hunger took place outside Strokestown in 1847. The victim was the local landlord. What was his name? There was an episode on this in the Great Famine series. Was it Lucan, Butler, Mahon, Craig, or Wandesford? Question 4. Oswald Swansea was assassinated by the IRA in 1920 because of his involvement in what incident? The Bloody Sunday Massacre, the murder of Tomás McCurtain, the Cairo Gang, the execution of Kevin Barry, or the murder of Sean Tracy? Question 5. When was the last death sentence handed down in Ireland? Was it the 1940s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, or the 80s? Question 6. The victims of the Mam Trasna murders in 1882 were from which family? Was it the Flahertys, the Caseys, the Joyces, the Hoodies, or the Cassidys? And then question 7. When was the last death sentence in Ireland carried out? The last death sentence in Ireland carried out. So was it 1924, 1934, 1942, 1954, or 1964? Just to run through the questions from the assassins and murders round again. Where was the Viking who killed Brian Boru from? What was the surname of the second person killed in the Phoenix Park murders? Question 3 was about the famous assassination during the Great Hunger. Who was the victim? Question 4 was about Oswald Swansea. What incident had he been involved in that led the IRA to assassinate him in 1920? Question 5, when was the last death sentence handed down in Ireland? Question 6, the name of the family attacked in the Mam Trasna murders. And then question 7 was when was the last death sentence carried out in Ireland? Now we move on to the second last round, which is on sport. So this is the sports round. Question 1. In 1989, Billy Young and Brian Kerr led a League of Ireland selection to play in which one of these countries? Was it Spain, Libya, Iran, Morocco, or Syria? Question 2. Name the first black player to win a senior international cap for the Irish soccer team. Was it Paul McGrath, Phil Babb, Chris Hughton, Stephen Reid, or Paul Bryant? Since turning pro, how many wins does the famous Irish boxer, Katie Taylor, have under her belt? Is it 7, 10, 12, 14, or 15? Question 4. How many Olympic gold medals does the controversial Irish swimmer Michelle Smith have? Is it none, one, three, four, or five? Question 5. The terrace in Croke Park, known as Hill 16, was originally known as what? Hill 3, Hill 6, Hill 32, Hill 60, or Hill 80? Question 6. How many senior All-Ireland finals did former Taoiseach Jack Lynch win with Cork? Was it 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7? And then the last question in the sports round. Question 7. The 1947 All-Ireland senior football final was unique because it was played where? McGovern Park, Ruislip in London, Porkeycueve, Cork, Celtic Park in Glasgow, the Polo Grounds, New York, or Lansdowne Road in Dublin. Just to run through the sports round again. Question 1. Where did Billy Young and Brian Kerr lead a League of Ireland selection to play in 1989? Question 2. Who was the first black player to win a senior international cap for Ireland? Question 3. How many medals does Katie Taylor have under her belt? Question 4 is about how many gold medals does the controversial swimmer Michelle Smith have? Question 5, what was the original name of Hill 16 in Croke Park? Question 6, how many senior All-Ireland finals did former Taoiseach Jack Lynch win with Cork? And then question 7 was about the 1947 All-Ireland senior football final and why it was unique. Now we move on to the last round, which is general history. So question 1, Bridget Byrne was admitted to the North Dublin Workhouse in 1903 at the age of 109. How many Republican rebellions had she lived through in her life? Now, this does not include social conflicts like the Land War. I'm talking about explicit Republican rebellions. Was it 3, 4, 6, 7, or 8? That's Bridget Byrne, who was admitted to the North Dublin Workhouse in 1903 at the age of 109. How many Republican rebellions had she lived through? Question 2. When asked who he supported in the Spanish Civil War, which Irish writer simply replied, "Up the Republic"? James Joyce, Samuel Beckett, W.B. Yeats, Brendan Behan, or Sean O'Fuillon? Question 3. Which war horse was first bred in medieval Ireland? The destrier, the palfrey, the courser, the rouncy, or the hobbler? Question 4. The Roman name for Ireland was Hibernia. What does that mean? Land of constant rain, land of eternal winter, land of eternal violence, land of autumn, or land of wine? Question 5. Which Tory leader supported intervention and famine aid to Ireland from 1846 onwards? A surprising Tory leader who supported intervention and famine aid to Ireland from 1846 onwards. Was it Sir Robert Peel, Lord Bentinck, Lord Monteagle, Nassau Senior, or John O'Connell? Question 6. What is considered to be the worst famine in Irish history? Is it the Great Hunger, the Year of Slaughter, the Great Medieval Famine, the 1875 Famine, or the 1924 Famine? And then the last question in the quiz is about a somewhat notorious character. So question 7. During the Great Famine, Charles Trevelyan was one of the following. Which was it? So was he a landlord, an MP, a civil servant, a member of the House of Lords, or a journalist? To run through those questions one last time. So question 1 is about Bridget Byrne, admitted to the workhouse in 1903 at the age of 109. How many rebellions had she lived through? Question 2, who said "Up the Republic" when asked about the Spanish Civil War? Question 3, which one of those war horses was first bred in Ireland? Question 4, what does the Roman word for Ireland, which was Hibernia, mean? Question 5, who was the Tory leader who supported intervention and famine aid in Ireland? Question 6, the worst Irish famine in history? And then question 7, what position or status did Charles Trevelyan hold during the Great Famine? So if you just click submit when you're ready, you'll get an automatic response telling you how well you did and all the correct answers. That's where I'm going to leave this show, folks. The next episode is on a really interesting topic. It's about a history of the deaf community in Ireland. That'll be out on Monday. Until then, slán.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.